All right, Andy Baggerly joins us from CSN Bags, at CSN Bags with two G's. Andy, how are you?
I'm good, Marty. I hope I'm more hot than not.
Well, you're always hot. Come on, you're looking great on TV. I saw you last night. I said, Bags is looking good. He's got a one-tone shirt on last night. I was impressed.
Well, I'm just going to surprise you tonight then, Marty.
All right. No, I can't wait to see you. I'll be watching the pregame. You know, I got it on the TV here. Hey, you broke down the game really well last night. And share with the fans about your thought about Lincecum last night and his innings, six innings, how he handled it, runners on base. How did you see it last night?
Well, it wasn't a dominant start by any stretch. I mean, he had a lot of base runners. Three walks was a season high for him after only walking six in his first five starts. But what you like is 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position and his ability to make pitches out of the stretch. And I might have gotten away with a couple up and lined out to end one inning, but, you know, that's what he's got to do. And his batting average against the runners in scoring position is around 207 this year. And it's got to be closer to that mark than it was the 285 mark it was in 2012. And he's gotten a little better pitching out of the stretch from year to year. And I think being able to throw his curveball and throw it down, especially with two strikes, he's really established that as a pitch he can go to get out of trouble. It's not just fastball change like he used to be. So, you know, I continue to see growth out of him, but, you know, not that dominant stuff. He's still going to need good defense behind him. He's still going to need, you know, plays to be made to try to get through innings as clean as he can. And that certainly was for him. Brandon Crawford has had a magnificent game. So, you know, all in all, I think you have to be pretty happy with what Lincecum was able to do.
You know, isn't it funny? You know, we were in the dugout. You were there, Alex, and myself, and Jim Moorhead. And, you know, Crawford is such a good-natured guy. And, of course, he came by and I said, look, I want to see you do something this weekend. You against Simmons, you know, this the gold glove stuff. And, you know, in his deadpan way, he says, I'll try. And he certainly tried. It was great last night.
Yeah, and it's really funny how he shows just no emotion on the field. If you haven't seen that fan graph breakdown with all the gifs of his non-reactions to great plays, it's worth a look up on the internet. But he really does care. I mean, this is a guy who, he wants to be the best. He wants to win a gold glove. He wants to prove that he can be as good, if not better, than an Andrew Elton Simmons. And I think, you know, he's made some errors on routine plays that probably have cost him. As you know, it's the managers and the coaches that vote on gold gloves, not the media. So they're probably not looking at a lot of the advanced metrics. They're looking mostly at the errors and fielding percentage. And if Crawford can sort of limit some of those routine mistakes that he's made in past years, I'll tell you what, he really could sort of get himself in that upper echelon to be in these discussions and appear on some of these ballots. But as you know, once you get that reputation, it's just cemented in. It's really hard for people to change the way they vote from year to year. And you know they think a lot of Simmons because he gained that reputation as a rookie last year. So that's going to be hard to break.
Yeah, well, I said to Crawford, you know, you made an error. It's your first one. Remember, he says, I know, Marty, I know. He's great. I love him. I really do. It's just a pleasure to be around. I'm glad he had a big night last night, and I challenged him. I said, I want to see you beat Simmons. Hey, the bullpen has just been unbelievable. And I was talking to Bruce Jenkins. I said, you know, if Kane and Bumgarner Hudson, you know, do what they're supposed to do, 6 2/3, 7, boy, you get six out of the other two guys and say, bullpen, take it the rest of the way. They do it.
Yeah, and not only that, you look if he comes and makes the start, and essentially you get, you know, 9 3-hit shutout innings out of the bullpen when Kane couldn't go. And a game like that can really knock you sideways for a whole week. You can be at an innings deficit and you're trying to make up room and maybe you have to make a roster move. And the Giants had 4 rested guys in their bullpen they didn't even use that night, and they were fine. You know, and even with Bumgarner not pitching as deep into games as he would like or the Giants would like, you know, you think a rotation could really crumble from there if your ace is giving you short starts. But, you know, I'll tell you what, the bullpen really has pitched great. It's the MVP unit of this team in April, no question. The hitting's been up and down. The rotation's been up and down. But that bullpen has just been tremendous.
Andy Baggerly with us at CSN Bags with two G's. Brandon Belt in the lineup tonight. I looked at the matchup, 4-for-6, and, hey, they got to get him in some point. Tonight's a good night.
And you know what? Kind of a no-brainer, isn't it, to have Buster hitting third? I mean, a lot of people want Buster hitting third anyway. and I think the Giants are getting about $1.79 out of the number three spot in the lineup.
Really?
They tried Pablo there. They tried Belt there, and it just hasn't worked out. So why put Pablo back in that three spot, or why put Belt back in there when he's really struggling to catch up to fastball? Put Posey in that three spot. Morse looks every bit the cleanup hitter right now, doesn't he? I mean,
yeah.
You know, walking off the bus, he looks like a cleanup guy. And then watch him swing the bat, and for sure he is the best RBI guy on this team. So why not keep Posey three and Morse four and let those other guys try to, you know, be in that lower half of the order trying to get their swings going.
Andy, what do you think about Vogelsong tonight against Atlanta? And I put it this way, and you probably heard me talk a little bit about it. If you keep the ball out of the middle of the plate with these guys, I think you got a heck of a chance of getting him because they strike out a lot. B.J. Upton, I don't see how he ever hits the ball. Even Hayward, you keep it away from him, you got a good chance. What is Vogelsong? Is he capable of doing this tonight? What do you expect out of him?
Well, I would lean on one of the old pitching maxims, right? Throw first pitch strikes, but he's coming off a tremendous start when he threw first pitch balls to 13 of the first 14 hitters he faced. So it was sort of one of those no rhyme or reason to it starts, but he was able to pitch so well to get back into counts. But you're right. If he can get into counts where he can get them to chase and expand the zone, he's smart enough to do that, even though that's not really his game. You pitch to a lineup, you pitch to a score, you pitch to a situation, and you pitch to what stuff you have on that day. So, if Vogelsong's got his good cutter and can sort of move the ball around, he is a guy who will expand the zone and maybe look for a couple extra strikeouts if it's a lineup that'll give him some outs that way.
They're playing pretty good ball. Defensively, they're making the plays. Bullpen's doing their thing. Starting and pitching is getting better. They're going first to third. They're hitting home runs. If they could only figure out a way to hit with runners in scoring position and less than two outs, they'd have a pretty nice record.
No, well, they do already, right? They got a winning percentage of a 100 win team right now.
Yeah, so, they could be like 22-7.
And the only reason that maybe you're a bit hesitant is you think, well, this is what they should be doing, because the Dodgers have Kershaw out, they're going to get him back soon. They have Ryu now on the disabled list. This is when you'd really like to try to get a little bit of a cushion. Not that the Dodgers are going to go away, but they're trying to make some hay while the sun's shining, so they say. So you'd like to see them take advantage of that win series. And early in the year, they had a few missteps. You can't lose a home series to Arizona like they did early in the year. But you're right. The games seem to be normalizing. They're quick games. The pace is good. The pitching is good. And that's going to help them down the line. Like talking to Buster Posey after he caught Tim Hudson's just incredibly economical start. Do you feel like you caught nine innings? And he said, no way. I normally will catch about 80 pitches in four or five innings. So that'll help Buster keep his legs fresher in August and September to play games like this. So you want to win now, and you obviously want to be able to establish a good winning pattern. And I think they're on their way to doing that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Look, 29 games, there's 133 to go. A million things can happen, but it's kind of taking a little bit of shape that this could be fun.
Oh, yeah, and the games are always much more fun to watch when they're sort of moving well and they're crisply paced. Because there were so many games that were just long slogs last year. It was I never had less fun watching baseball than I did last year, Marty, to be honest, because the games were just really, really – you walk into Bruce Bochy's office and you have that look on his face like there's not enough beer in the world. So I think they're really happy with the way that these games have gone here lately.
All right. Hey, Andy, have a great night. We'll watch you on CSN and catch up with you. I appreciate you being on.
Okay, thanks, Marty. And, hey, we'll have a new Extra Bags column coming out on Monday, so I may have some opinions about the demise of Turner Field, as you talked about a little bit earlier.
Yeah, boy, do they need a new park? Come on. Well, what's wrong with this one?
I'm going to have to make you wait till Monday for me.
Oh, good. Very good. I appreciate that. All right, I'll look forward to it. Andy, thank you again.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, that is Andy Bagley at CSN Bags. Always a pleasure to have him on.